I've hung up. Go ahead.
So here's, can I do this one first?
Yeah, are we back on then? Okay, we're in closed session.
I was, you noticed I was sitting with Mike when we tried to start the meeting, and I heard this was coming, and he gave me these little drawings here, and also the title report that I think I gave to Sarah.
Rachel.
Oh, sorry. Going too fast. And he says, well, you know, this was the 2 acres, you know, Bob,
yeah,
the 2 acres that he bought. And and of course, you know, he wanted to do condo, and you remember that that Greg was just, you know, he was just throwing a tizzy fit. He's not going to ruin my entry by building his junk, you know. Had I known, I would have bought it, all of that kind of hoo-ha that we heard, you know, during the negotiation. Well, Bob, what I have right now is I have this 8.5 by 11 sheet that has a road, a horseshoe-shaped road, and 11 lots on it. He says it's either 11 lots or 2 condo units. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, I want to build on it, and then I've put together an option to buy this remaining triangle piece, which is right behind the other units, which is right here, this triangle piece right here, which is what, 3 or 4 acres,
I think.
Right.
And he said, I've got to have the option runs out tomorrow. I need to know, you know, these were part of the Kobe property. I have a right to have water. And I said, I can't answer that question right now. I said, we have a contract with, you know, relative to the well. And he said, well, I'm a resident, I'm an owner. You have to provide me with water. And I said, no, that's not commonly the place. I mean, when you have water, you can provide it. When you don't, you don't. And then
only if that land has water rights with it when he acquires the land. If it has water rights with the land, then yes, we do have to.
And he maintains that the PR indicates that he does.
That's what he says.
Yeah, and I gave that to Rachel.
Right.
To look
he
at.
He says that there are water rights connected with that 3 to 3.5 acre parcel. The 1.9 acre parcel, I don't know that it has any water rights when he bought it.
And a couple of years ago, we signed a letter, you know, I signed a letter at the direction of the board that says, remember, we want to provide you with water, but we don't have water standby, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And he remembers that we've done that, but you know, he's, you know, when we sold him down the river, so per his perspective, then he
did he show you on this where he
no,
says
he
that
not.
It says
I was trying to get a meeting started. So
that's fine.
But at any rate, that's why I, you know, he started mumbling something about legal while I was sitting there with him.
When he said seconds ago. You know, did he come across this?
Well, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's talking about, but what he's referring to, I believe, is when we obtained this easement and negotiated the easement with Summit, that we gave them right of first refusal. And because they have a right of first refusal on excess water, mm-hmm. that he thinks that nobody else will get any water because Summit's going to purchase every drop of excess water so they can sell more lots, therefore taking away what he thinks he has. I think that's where his logic and thinking process is coming from. And I might be wrong, but I believe that's what he's referring to. But if the properties that he's bought have water rights with them, you know, if he's buying land and water rights and he can show us his water rights, then we have to, obviously that doesn't play into excess water from Summit.
Right, exactly.
So that's where I think the disconnect is with him, but you know, it's Mike. He's going to go talk to his lawyer. So I'm not sure that the initial 1.9 acres, I always heard the rumor, again, this is just rumor, that the land up there, the reason it never sold for 30 years was that there were no water rights associated with that land. And that's what I had always heard, that somebody else already sold off those rights. Now on the other parcel, that triangular parcel he's talking about, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about
well,
that.
Obviously, I was operating under the premise that, well, if it's, remember we went through this exhaustive effort to try to count the number of lots that
right, and that's why I was saying there's all these other properties that we have to anticipate
exactly.
and put in there.
Exactly.
Because I knew that there are other parcels
exactly.
like his.
So that's why I wasn't going to give him any answer, because I said, we got to talk to our attorney first and see what category this falls in.
Exactly.
And
we gave ourselves the buffer for this exact thing.
That's exactly why I pushed for that, to protect those other parcels.
Yeah, but there is a letter on this parcel right here that says we don't, you know, from a couple of years ago that says we don't have water to give you right now. Stand by when we get enough water. We'd be glad to service you, but we can't service you right now.
Until we know what the flow is out of Cobay.
But that's a separate issue versus does it have water rights with that property?
Yeah.
That's apples and oranges. Whether we have water to service you or not, that could be we have no more water to service anybody if, you know, this well doesn't come in and we, you know, basically anybody that's up there, you get it? Everybody else, sorry. You know, I mean, that's a different point. The point of the matter being, does that land actually have the water rights associated
with it? We understand that.
Is he buying land with rights? And I think that's where he thinks, I have rights on the 1.9 and this other 3.5 acre, and you have to give me water, but you have just sold off and given the right of first refusal to Summit. And I think that's where he's coming from.
Yeah.
That is where he's coming from, almost certainly. So the burden of proof is on Mr. Moyau to establish, as Jen suggests, that he actually has water rights.
That's my point.
Show us that proof.
And I have stated that to him. I mean, he and his wife.
Don't we have a development protocol, if you will, that anticipated other developers, if you will? I mean, it's one thing a guy that's building a single family home on a lot where there's questions about water rights or whatever.
Right.
But he's talking about 7 or 8 lots or 11 maybe something
in the original
else.
And maybe
so that falls in my mind to the sort of follow the development protocol.
Right.
When we know what's going on at Cobay, maybe we can talk turkey then.
Like when someone came to us and we said,
pay
it's
heavy
the water
impact
and we'll
fees
develop
then.
You,
right.
You know? That's the same thing here.
No, Bob, I have said, Mike, I will go to bat for you. Show me the water rights. Show me what you have. Show me anything.
We have that same discussion.
And I'll go to bat for you.
Treat developers fairly. If another developer wants to come in, put up the same ropes that Summit was of show us the water.
He has not shown me anything.
Yeah.
He has shown me zero.
And they have agreements where they are required to provide water.
Try to help
and
you if you know
just let this thing sit for a while to touch this tar baby.
You don't
without him
have the obligation to take comments from him today.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, you
we
can
don't have what?
You don't have the obligation to take his comments. If he comes back in, you can it's up
so
to you.
My suggestion is that we
and
don't
if you
in the
take,
public meeting because
if you take comments, you don't have the responsibility to respond. I mean, it's what you guys want to do. I'm just letting you know. If you want to let him come in and say his piece and then say, okay, we'll take that under advisement, see you later.
I think the best way to handle it is to let him come in after the meeting's over and talk with you if you want. Not in public comment.
Just off the record.
Well, because a board member,
a private meeting,
right.
The manager,
a board
and the attorney.
Exactly.
Okay. No,
let him get that all
out there so that you
understand exactly what he's.
I have told him from day one, even before he purchased that 1.9, because I heard the rumor he was going to. I said, make sure you've got water with it, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to give me water if you have water rights. If the water rights associated with that land were sold or given away or whatever, and you're buying just dirt,
there's
then
a difference
you don't
between
have
serving and doing the piping and all that and having
it. We don't have to service you if you don't have the rights.
Yeah.
You know, the land, people don't understand that. Yeah. I try to explain to them that's like having land with oil underneath.
Yeah.
You might not own that oil right under. Somebody else does, but you got the dirt on top. You're good with that. You can put your house on there, but you can't go down and get that oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You got to have the water rights associated with the dirt. If you don't, sorry, you have to acquire it or somehow get, you know, the rights. And that's
Carrie, I'm good with Rachel talking to him after the public meeting.
Now, I hesitate to give him too many answers. I mean, I'll take his comments, but
give him
I hesitate
answers.
To
I,
give him
any answers.
I think the biggest thing is to understand.
Right, and let
I think that, but I think I've already identified, you know, he thinks that we have already sold off every excess drop of water, giving that right of first refusal to Summit, that basically we're in cahoots now with the biggest developer up there, and anybody else, him being the second largest developer, is SOL.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get any water because Summit's going to get every drop, so you can't develop.
Mm-hmm.
And if Greg had his way, that's the way it is. But, you know, that's immaterial.
Right.
I mean, because I've talked to him ad nauseum, Greg, about this issue.
Oh, absolutely, because every drop of water they have is another lot they can sell.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but it's interesting he used the word, well, this is part of the original Cobay property, part of the original Cobay development, is part of the original district that Cobay's developed. I have a right to have water. I mean, that's what his quick statement was to me.
Right.
I said nothing because I don't know where it fits in everything.
And yeah, I would hesitate to say anything because Mark was the one who negotiated that deal, so I don't even know all the facts on the Kobe stuff as well as Mark does. So
yeah.
I'll take his comments, but I
right.
hesitate to like send him away with an answer right now.
Yeah, he can call his attorney.
And he can go, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he just has to give us something. Yeah,
okay.
He's
given
us
that's
something.
Anything else in closed session
you want to talk about?
Yes.
That's it.
Bob?
Hey.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah. Several of you may be aware, but Greg Morrow reached out to myself, actually, a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned from experience that whenever Greg decides he needs to call me, he's exhausted other options, basically.
Because I didn't answer my phone.
And essentially what I think is going on is that they've spent a lot of time and a lot of effort setting themselves up to form a new special service district that includes water and sewer, as we know. I think they probably recognize that pulling water and sewer out of this existing district is going to be problematic for them. And I'd like to think that they're resigned to the notion that that's not going to happen. They've spent a lot of time, as many of you know, to design and consider what high-tech, high-end, environmentally sensitive sewer processing might look like at the top of the hill. And so he's told me about their intentions to do that. He's forwarded me a lot of very interesting and powerfully persuasive documents about their intentions to do that. And I've told him that it's very possible that an existing district, a unified district, can support these sorts of endeavors by merely creating differential pricing zones, differential capitalization zones within an existing district. And I think he understands that, and I think he's going to be coming to us with some sort of proposal, possibly, and I'm just going out on a limb here, a memo of understanding that would somehow make us commit to these projects. I think these projects are wholly worthwhile and should be explored, and if makes sense for us, supported. I think it's just really good stuff, and I do support his intention in that area. What concerns me, however, is that essentially we would be creating entitlements for a developer without any sort of necessary guarantees as it relates to future phases, specifically phase two. And what I need to hear from individual board members before I speak a syllable to Greg is, my feeling is that essentially the most important thing to do right now with Summit is to get a concept plan, if not an actual plan, on what they intend to do with phase two. Have those particular ERCs that they identify, have them platted and recorded with the county so that they're bona fide lots that can be sold. And at that point, have them comply immediately with the annexation agreement and annex those parcels into the district. If all those tasks are performed, I think this is something we should look strongly at. If any one of those tasks aren't performed, I smell a rat and want nothing to do with this. So I wanted to let you guys know about it. I'm open for offline conversations about what this may mean. I talked to Jim Harvey about it, Jennifer briefly, and Paul. So I just wanted to highlight this as a potential next Summit frontier that we're going to need to deal with.
I was copied last night, or this morning. Was it this morning or last night, Bob?
Hard to tell.
51 pages of data.
Sorry.
Did you get, you got, it was
you got
to
it.
You
yeah.
And then copied me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at it right now.
Okay, good to know.
You know, this is going to take a lot of time, but I don't want to do the same thing we typically do, which is make concessions and then get leveraged at the end of the deal and end up looking foolish. I'm not suggesting that it could have been avoidable, but now I would hope that we are real diligent in insisting that phase two become fully compliant with the development and annexation agreement to the letter, right off the bat.
I too support the idea of coming up with some alternate. I'm beginning to get just a little concerned about, even though the letter says, the lease says we have a certain number of connections we can put into those lagoons, I will say to you in this meeting, this closed meeting, that we exceeded the capacity of those lagoons last spring when we were treating or taking care of storm drainage. We were overflowing, which is an environmental, absolutely cannot do it. But since it was stormwater, not much I could do other than just handle it as best I could. So for a solution to be found and found quickly for the mountain is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now are they talking package plant or just sewage treatment plant?
It's a
package plant.
The thing they're going to run into, Jen, is they're going to run into, you know, they want to do it looks like a 100% reuse, and I think they might run afoul with the state engineer on duty, because that water has a certain duty. They expect it to be back into the groundwater somehow, and
the treated water that they couldn't put back in 100% could be used for mitigation or other things.
They can do paper mitigation. They don't actually physically.
It's just it's a very complicated thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to fight their fight for them or even try to understand all the issues. But it'll be a long drawn out issue.
I do another annexation dance with these guys. Do they want to do it? Do they not want to do it? Can't deal with another round of whether they want to put their own district. I want them to renounce the concept of their separate water and district. As something equivalent to Satan himself, once and for all. That's what I need to hear, honestly.
I think this should have been their plan 3 years ago, honestly, in my mind.
Yeah.
But it's good that they're coming around and seeing that this is the easier battle to wage and will sustain them much further than the method that they've been going through currently.
Yep.
Tag team or is in opposition, Bob, I don't know which way this will carry, but from my individual perspective, just myself, I am not for creating another district, and I want you to know from my perspective, I'm going to do everything I can to, we've got 80 some odd districts up there in the valley, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous, so I'm going to work on getting things consolidation.
Yeah.
They need to renounce this formally, not wait till they think they've got another gap in our defenses enough already.
Mm-hmm. No, this is actually, like I said, Bob, I think this is something when we first came on board, I said, why don't they just do this, something like this? Bring the water that they already own from down below up and create a package plant and blah, blah, blah. And there isn't there all this water in Cache County right up there. They don't even have to drag it up. And they could treat it and everything else and be done with it, not have protestants to deal with, not have...
This isn't water from Pine Deer.
Right, this is Cache County water and things like that.
No, this is water from Wells. Hidden Lake in Bloomington.
Oh, Hidden Lake. Okay.
Yeah, this is from their existing wells. My understanding, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is just merely the sewer side that they're looking at.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it'll come from whatever sources they tap, as they go
at
forward.
At the time,
It'll come from Cache County as well, ultimately.
Yeah, but
it makes a lot more sense.
They're not going to drag water up behind you, Jen.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
Well, our master plan contemplates this, the one that you had done, We can't flow everything that they're going to flush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that pipe will not handle it.
Right.
So they've got to do something.
Our pipe can't handle what we've got.
Yeah,
without having parts of the pipe,
Right,
yeah.
And we're at capacity on the lagoons already.
And this is real timely with impending strategic conversations with Wolf Creek about a sewer arrangement potentially.
Mm-hmm. So are they looking?
That's the thing that I wanted to discuss in closed session.
Yeah, are they looking for a response from us at this point on this? What are they looking for?
I think it's a financing scheme. I think they're going to try and buy, I shouldn't share these sorts of paranoid thoughts.
I think, can I finish the sentence? most everything that I've seen they do, they're trying to create some kind of financing to help sell some additional lots or to get some investors up there. And so if they can use whatever to do that, you know, good for them. It'd be great if they could roll out an all-in-one type of a package, and it would look good. It would look good for us, especially from my position, trying to get this district appealing to another district for a consolidation.
Beautiful. That's so true, Jim.
Yeah. Contribution,
isn't it?
Okay.
We need to put some makeup on.
Oh my!
Well, look, I'm going to hang up.
My mom said I had to put powder on my forehead.
Is there anything else we need to discuss in closed session?
Look in the mirror, your forehead goes all the way to the top of your head.
Yeah, that's true. Problem is the forehead. Nobody really knows where it ends anymore. So. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go out of closed meeting then?
Yep.
Okay.